Friday?
The weekend.
Who enjoys the weekend?
We have a wonderful show coming up for you.
Dude, I'm so stoked about this.
I am so stoked.
I am stoked.
Yeah, I'm so stoked.
I'm ready for the weekend.
Your weekend.
It's
the freaking weekend.
Are you guys ready to get this party started?
Yes!
Then please give a big warm welcome to
my favorite show.
My favorite show.
Showtime.
Yeah. WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
Certainly hope this is your favorite show because you are my favorite people for bringing tidings of comfort. An update coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You guys are great. Yesterday was National Christmas Card Day. I launched a campaign with Morgan in the Morning called Tidings of Comfort. We want to send Christmas cards to our seniors, our residents at senior facilities in Central PA right here at home. And you guys have jumped on this hugely in the last 24 hours. Big thank you to Christine and Victoria Rosencrantz. I love you ladies. They posted up yesterday what an absolutely fantastic idea. Let's support Morgan in the Morning with Tidings of Comfort. Purchase a box of Christmas cards, write a positive uplifting message in them, sign them, first name or whatever, and place them back in the box and drop them off at Sunbury Broadcasting. You ladies have become my marketing campaign, I guess, for this, because you gave all the details perfectly. And then they also said that cards could be dropped off at their house, and they will bring them here to the radio station. So I guess I have a satellite office now at 113 Chestnut Street in Sunbury. Wow. Let's love those who have gone through a lot and so much during this pandemic. And then this is what touched me. God bless you, Tom Morgan, for this act of kindness. That chokes me up right there, ladies. I mean, I came up with the idea. I ran it by Sam Tyler, and I'm going to be Santa. She'll be the elf, and we will deliver these Christmas cards in mass to local senior facilities. Nottingham Village, Riverwoods. We have a few more that we will be dropping them off at, too. So get them here as soon as you can. Also, Sam Tyler, she dropped her 7-year-old son, Ryland, off at school and talked to the school. And the students in the Selins Grove School District are going to be making Christmas cards, homemade Christmas cards, for our Tidings of Comfort campaign as well. Listen to me. I'm getting choked up. You guys are great. I love you guys. Didn't I say Central PA people had the biggest hearts?
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
On the way, late night TV, Jimmy Kimmel is talking about a restaurant that is very unhappy because the restaurant's name is Omicron. Uh-oh. Also, the lady who sings Mariah Carey at the podium.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The Omicron variant, whatever they call it, is here, and no one has been hit harder than the owners of a little restaurant in West Bend, Wisconsin.
The family restaurant in Wisconsin is trying to make the best of a bad situation. The restaurant named Omicron was started by Greek immigrant brothers 50 years ago.
I told you we should have named it Chlamydia. You don't listen.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
A California woman protested the pandemic emergency extension in California by singing a parody of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You in front of the San Diego County Board of Supervisors. Now, don't get me wrong, this is not good, but given the situation, she did all right.
Ivermectin, not just horse face, and hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C and vitamin D, then the zinc and quercetin. I won't wear a useless mask. I don't need to stay at home, and my kids should go to school. We don't need to be alone. I just want my freedom now. The Constitution will show us how. Make my dream come true. Baby, I'm in emergency. Let's have a happy holiday, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, then. With a singing voice like that, I'm going to allow you to stay at home.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Some viral comedy, and it's adorable. A little girl who really knows how to sell donuts.
Donuts, Daddy.
You want to go get donuts?
Yeah, that's donuts.
And she just keeps going until she gets her wish. Viral comedy is next.
viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, listen to it now. Look it up later. If you're traveling for the holiday season, you know how hard it is to get sleep on an airplane. However, if you want the cheaper flights, you take the red eyes. So this flight attendant has a viral comedy video that's actually useful.
You're either going to have your cabin have the lights on or off. So what I would suggest is bring an eye mask, noise-canceling headphones, bring some earplugs, and don't forget to wear comfy clothes. No one's looking at you, and they don't care. Second, we have all been there when we are absolutely freezing or really, really hot. Yeah. So if you are one of those things, just kindly ask a flight attendant for a blanket or to turn up the heat or turn it down.
Oh.
Lastly, if you have kids and they are old enough, what I would suggest is give them a little sliver of those organic melatonin gummy bears.
Really?
And no tablets or screens, just to help them get to sleep and so they sleep comfortable on the plane.
Yeah, dope up the kids. That's great for the holidays. Anyway, our next viral video is a little girl who really wants donuts to the point where she wakes up her dad, gets him in the car, and gets him to the donut shop.
Donuts, Daddy.
You want to go get donuts?
Yeah, Daddy donuts.
Want some donuts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, get some donuts. Please, Daddy.
She gets her dad to get her in the car. Still in her jammies, but he put sneakers on. Now they're in the car and she's cheering for donuts. Yeah, girl, you go. Now she gets inside the donut shop.
Please give a bye and thank you.
Bye.
Mission complete. The video is so adorable. It goes about a minute and a half long. Please Google it. This girl is such a strong sales rep. I think we need to hire her here.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
The Cadbury Santa Claus? What? Details next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
What's going on at Cadbury? It's an old trick, but a guy in Australia has gone viral on TikTok, noticing that Cadbury's new big chocolate Santa Claus is pretty much the Cadbury rabbit wrapped in Santa Claus tinfoil.
So Christmas chocolate is all the rage.
Yeah.
Now, is it me, or is that just very clearly the Easter Bunny mold with a picture of Santa on it?
This is an old trick.
Cadbury, what the hell are you doing?
They're just
okay,
doing.
Okay, let's see what happens.
He unwraps.
Reveal your secrets.
No, it's
there
not.
You go. That's very clearly not Santa. That's a rabbit.
Yeah, you know, it's a chocolate rabbit, but when it's wrapped up and you put Santa on the wrapping, it looks like, you know, this is an old trick, bud. Don't get so excited about it. Do we remember the Carvel ice cream guy? Remember those TV commercials? At your Carvel ice cream store, take a look. Here comes ho, 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 happy Santa. It was Fudgy the Whale, man. Same mold.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Morning, Tom.
Morning. How you doing this week?
I'm just ducky. How about you?
Ducky. I'm just ducky, too, I guess. What do you need this week?
Could you play Dominic the Donkey?
Oh, my goodness. There's something about that song that just makes me laugh, no matter how many times I hear it. Christmas novelty music kind of gets on my nerves, like Grandma got run over by a reindeer and stuff like that. But for some reason, Dominic the Donkey should get on my nerves, but it doesn't. So let's have a jiggity jing.
Yep.
Thanks for calling, man. Have a good week.
You too.
Sing along if you know the words.
Oh, hey, jiggity-jing.
Jiggity-jing.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
Absolutely love it. That's the way to get a Flashback Friday going.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
We are discovering downtown Lewisburg all Christmas season long. Santa dropped a sack of gift cards, all worth $50 apiece. You win instantly and qualify to win a bigger shopping spree. Stein, flowers and gifts right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line and make you an instant winner with downtown Lewisburg and 94KX.
We have another winner.
94KX, hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Louise Wise, how are you?
Hi, Louise, I'm okay. Give me a jiggity-jing.
Jiggity-jing.
Dominic, that silly song's going to be stuck in my head all day now. Anyway, hey, congratulations. You're an instant $50 winner with Stein Flowers and Gifts in downtown Lewisburg.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. You win instantly. And listen to this. You qualify to win even bigger. Next Friday, during Flashback Friday, we're going to give away a $350 shopping spree in downtown Lewisburg.
Oh, that was finished my Christmas shopping.
Hey, you just gave me a ho-ho.
Ho-ho.
You have yourself a great weekend and keep listening. We'll let you know if you won bigger, all right?
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, I read that New York City postal workers have been accused of stealing credit cards from the mail and spending nearly $1 million on luxury items. That explains why the mailman tipped me for Christmas.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddy.
Ho, ho!
Ooh, I see what you did there.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
No!
Celebrity birthdays, Lynn Hall. You ready?
I am.
Raven Simone is 36 years old already.
Oh, come on.
She was
no.
one of the Cosby kids, and she's 36.
My goodness.
I still think she's very funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just very funny and probably better off without Bill Cosby.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there is that. You know the White Stripes, right?
Uh-huh.
Meg White, the badass from the White Stripes, is 47 years old.
47?
Yeah, could you believe that?
No.
All right.
My goodness.
We love to cook around the holidays and all year long.
Oh, why, of course.
Happy birthday, Bobby Flay, the Iron Chef.
Beat Bobby Flay, the show on TV.
Bam!
Yeah.
Give me a bam.
Bam!
There you go. He's 57 today.
Okay.
And one more birthday that goes farther back in time.
Oh, no.
And I hope you people remember it, but you at least you remember the theme song. Come on, Lynn Hall. Get happy. Come on.
Come on now and be
I never missed an episode of this show, by the way.
Are you kidding me?
No, I love this show.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I made my elderly aunt watch it.
The elderly aunts, Selma and Louise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a big happy birthday going out to Susan Day.
I love her.
Yeah. What was her name on the show?
Lori.
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 Lori. Yeah, yeah,
she's
there
Lori.
You go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Lori Partridge is 69 years old.
Wow.
Today. Lori Partridge, Lynn, is older than us. I'm kind of relieved by that.
You feel better now, don't you?
Yeah, I actually
okay,
do.
Okay.
Those are the celebrity birthdays, and now we go to the locals.
Which are birthday buddies.
You betcha. Happy birthday to Bethany Umholtz. She's 41 today.
Danielle Bigeman is 46.
Do we say this Gatlin? That's a cool name.
That is a cool name.
Gatlin Troutman.
Ooh.
From Camp Grove is 26.
Rolls off the tongue there.
Yeah.
Ira Weaver from Lycus, 46 today.
James Hornberger from Trevorton is 35.
Happy birthday to Jessica Owens Pasterzak from, I don't know where she's from, but I know she's 35 today.
John Stein, an old soccer coaching buddy of mine.
Ah.
59 years old today. Happy birthday, John.
Julie Oberlin from Beavertown, 58 today.
Marianne Eisenhart from Sealands Grove is 67.
Peggy Taylor, 49.
Happy birthday, Sarah Wright, Sunbury, 29.
Sharon Russell from Port Royal is 57 today.
Oh, Stephanie Delaney.
Oh, Delaney.
She's 40, 40. Lordy, she's 40.
Why do we do that all the time?
I don't
Sarah
know.
Sarah Ora from Freeburg is 39 today.
Maybe I'm a little bit too Irish. It's St. Patrick's Day every day to me. I don't know what's wrong.
Seriously, it is, yeah.
Anyway, nothing on the Facebook Messenger, nothing on the Ford Fun Line this morning.
Thing.
But you could reach us other
you
ways, too,
call
right?
us, yes. You can email, you can go online, and you can everything.
Do that.
Yes.
Text messages.
Use your phone thing. And,
use
yes.
your phone thing, for goodness sakes. Every day at about this time.
It's birthday, buddy.
Yeah.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got the good news after the news. The good news today, imagine two sisters in their 70s discovering that they're sisters.
Aw.
That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
And how about a 15-year-old kid graduating from college?
Wow. Well, makes me feel dumb.
Good news is coming up next, plus Movie Mike.
And Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, the good news and Movie Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. I have a good movie to talk about this week. You know, there was a stretch there where there were so many bad ones.
Yeah.
This week I've got a really good one.
You got a good one coming
yes.
up? All right. Here's a good one. Imagine during this holiday season, you discovered that you have a brother or sister. exactly your age, and you did it through that ancestry thing.
Oh, my gosh.
It happened to two ladies in their 70s. They were a perfect match.
But my parents never told a soul, ever.
Oh, my God, that's her.
Oh, let me see you. They're your glasses are on.
Is that really good news? I think it is. We've got it coming up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A 15-year-old boy becomes the youngest graduate at the University of Las Vegas.
So every now and then I'll get like a shocking reaction from someone, but most of my classmates are really accepting of me. They don't treat me as a kid, they treat me as an equal.
At 11, he was smarter than me. I knew that I had given him probably everything I had and that he probably needed better teachers.
When we first came here, I automatically fell in love with the campus, the people here, so yeah.
He's worked so hard, but also followed his passion and stayed just awesome.
Way to go, Jack Rico, 15 years old. That's good news. How about two sisters that are in their 70s finally meet for the first time? And oh, by the way, they didn't know they were sisters.
I had a message from Harriet and said, I think we're related. We were 100% match. But my parents never told a soul, ever.
Oh my God, that's her.
They met and they are sisters thanks to Ancestry.com. That's good news. Hey, the Here for Good campaign is always good news. Carl is raising his four grandchildren. He's got custody of them. They're 18, 15, 8, and just 5 years old. And thanks to your contributions, they'll have a Christmas. Go to hereforgoodcampaign.org. And a quick congratulations to Leah Mort from Richfield. She won the Toughest Nails competition on CBS television. $200,000 and a brand new truck. Wow!
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If you have good news going on in your community, even your house, send it to Mark Lawrence on News Radio WKOK, and he'll get it here, and it'll be good news with Morgan in the Morning.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike is in the house. He claims to have a good review for the first time in about a month. Maybe it's the spirit of Christmas. Nice text. Making Christmas cookies this morning, and I need just a dash of Milli Vanilli. That's funny. Ford Fun Line open 1-800-326-94KX. You got a Flashback Friday request, even if it's a Christmas tune. We'll see what we can do, all right?
Morgan in the Morning. Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Do we really need another movie version of West Side Story?
I'm kind of torn on that, man. I don't know. Help me out.
I'll give you my opinion in just a moment, but first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing The Grand Duke of Corsica. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. It takes real guts to make a new screen version of West Side Story, considering they perfected that all the way back in 1961. Leave it to Steven Spielberg to not only try, but also to pull it off in grand style. Ansel Elgort is Tony, and newcomer Rachel Zegler is Maria. He's white, she's Puerto Rican, and when they fall in love, it sets off a gang war between the Jets and the Sharks. From top to bottom, this is a high-quality production. The sets, the costumes, the cinematography, and the choreography are all spectacular. Spielberg maintains the vibe of a classic movie musical while bringing his own distinct staging and camera work to it. Even though this is a familiar story, he makes it his own. And of course, you can't go wrong with those magnificent tunes, which are performed here with more energy than a 3-year-old who's just chugged a Red Bull. As Maria, Rachel Zegler hits like an atomic bomb. She's sensational, bringing tons of emotion to the character and also dazzling with her beautiful singing voice. There is one weak point, and his name is Ansel Elgort. He's just an okay singer, and he comes off as a tiny bit bland next to his magnetic co-star. That is not remotely enough to sink the movie, though. West Side Story is big-time entertainment. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5, Officer Krupke's.
Officer Krupke!
Boy, that number in particular, the way stage it in this movie is so much fun.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you gave it a thumbs up. Spielberg, you knew you were going to get the cinematography. Mm-hmm. But did you expect the choreography and all that, too?
Didn't expect it, no. But, I mean, the way he handles everything, and the camera sometimes glides through these musical numbers, so you feel like you're in the middle of them. It's really great.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks. Go see it this weekend and have some fun.
Yeah, definitely. And you have yourself a good weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, you know what today is on the calendar? It's National Lager Day. National Lager Day. I could go for a beer.
WQKX.
It's Flashback Friday.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
We're going to mic it up, ladies and gentlemen, on... I'm not going to say the day because we're going to quiz Uncle Bob here in a little bit. But it is a national holiday today, and Morgan in the Morning Mic'd Up features W&S Beverage. We have Kathy and Uncle Bob with us. Uncle Bob is a local celebrity. You see the big sign of him hanging outside W&S. It's great to have you guys here this morning. Thanks for coming in.
You're
welcome. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Uncle Bob, do you know what day it is today?
It's Lager Day today.
See, he knows. Whether you have a favorite lager, you know what? That's a good point. You have so many different kinds of beer. It used to be like there was only one or two lagers. What's going on now, Kath?
So everybody is making some specialty lagers, and the first one I'm going to talk about is from the Rusty Rail, just hot off the press.
Okay.
It's called Single Jack Lager.
Okay.
And I think everybody is a little familiar with Rusty Rail up in Mifflinburg, company that we buy some specialty beers from. It's a nice, smooth lager. Everybody seems to like it. We're going to have Uncle Bob take a little taste.
Yeah, take a taste,
and
Uncle Bob.
And here's a little taste for you.
Well, thank you, Kathy.
Yep.
And good morning to Guy McCarty. He's my buddy at Rusty Rail, too.
Great.
What do you think, Uncle Bob?
Oh, that tastes good. Yeah, that's good.
Would you purchase this and bring some home with you, would you?
Yes, I would, yeah.
Okay, it gets the Uncle Bob thumbs up.
Well, Uncle Bob drinks another lager that he's going to tell you about it a little bit.
It's Stroud Brewing Company. They're up in St. Mary, Pennsylvania, and it's a nice brewery.
Oh, it's right here in PA, too, right,
yep,
Uncle Bob? You got to support the neighbors, right?
It's up in the mountains.
So you can take a little drive up there, and they have a nice facility to visit. You can buy it then at W&S. We always have a nice variety of Strouds. And they do some specialty beers as well. Right now, they came out with a sangria. We had a tasting. Stroud sends someone to do a tasting at
a
the
sangria?
Store.
A sangria?
Yeah.
Really?
It's fabulous. It just is a fruity kind of specialty beer for the holidays, and we have it in stock.
What are we trying next far as lagers?
The next one we're trying is a festive Christmas lager from Sam Adams. Going to let Bob have a little taste of that, and for you as well.
I'm a Boston guy.
There you go.
So, yeah. My cousin from Boston, Sam Adams. Boy, Uncle Bob, you didn't even wait for me. You go ahead. You took a taste already, Kathy.
What do you think, Bob?
It's good. I like it.
Is it a little spicy?
Yeah, it's a little spicy, but it's good.
It's good, too. So we're 2 for 2 with the lagers so far, Kathy.
Yeah, and what's really fun about these holiday beers is that, you know, we have put together boxes of 24 beers for your Christmas party. Some people broke them out on the 1st of December. And so we have them prepackaged at the store, everything with a holiday theme.
What a wonderful idea.
And there'd be some lagers, there'd be some IPAs, there'd be some stouts and porters and... You know, just really fun to grab one of those boxes and take it along to your Christmas party.
Would it be weird to make an advent calendar of beer?
We have that. We do.
You already have that?
Yep. That's exactly what we did.
What's up next here, Kathy?
Our next is from New Trail and Williamsport. That's a very popular company locally called Lazy River Pils. And a Pilsner is a lager. Not everybody knows that.
Oh.
Strong flavor, a little hoppy, originally brewed in the Czech Republic.
Oh.
Now, this Pilsner has gotten some big-time awards in 2019. It was the gold medal winner for Contemporary American Pilsners from the Great American Beer Festival. So here's a little bit of that to try. This Pilsner is fabulous.
I'm going to see if I could beat Uncle Bob on this
Here
one.
Here you go, Bob.
Oh, it is good. From New Trail. I love those guys out there in Williamsport.
Yep, you're right.
They support the locals.
And these local companies do tastings as well. Anytime you want to stop by, often on a Friday afternoon, we'll post it. We have a tasting going on that you can actually try some.
All right. You give it the thumbs up, Uncle Bob?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Yep. National Lager Day, and it's good.
Today's lager is good, right?
Right.
You've even got your hat on, Uncle Bob. It's adorable. It looks like he's probably got lederhosen on under that sweatshirt. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the famous hat.
Uncle Bob's famous hat. One more, Kathy?
We do have one more. Now, you can't talk about lagers without talking about Yuengling Brewery.
Yeah, Yuengling.
Folks stop from all over the country where maybe Yuengling isn't available and pick up Yuengling Lager to go home. Yep. But today, as a little surprise, I brought Yuengling's most recent release, which is their Hershey's Chocolate Porter.
I've heard about this.
That came out about 2 or 3 years ago. Very limited supply. Was only at bars originally. And now it is in distributors. And people are just kind of going crazy for Yuengling Chocolate Porter. So anyhow, Bob, do you taste the chocolate? What do you think?
Oh, that has a good flavor. It's delicious.
Santa's coming down the chimney.
And the nice thing about this Yuengling beer is we have a lot of specialty beers that people are mixing with it. We have Shock Top Pretzel, which goes well with the Yuengling Chocolate Porter. We have a strawberry wheat from Lancaster, which is another local company that does. So people are being very adventuresome with some of the Yuengling products now, and they are just, you know, mixing some fruity flavors with the chocolate porter and finding it delightful.
You know what? I always stop for my Christmas shopping at W&S Beverage. This is like a shopping mall in one little store.
And we are located conveniently on Route 147.
Kathy, Uncle Bob, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Don't go away. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Here's 5 tips to keep your holiday spending in check. Number 5, unsubscribe from email newsletters. Yeah, my phone's getting bombed with them right now. It doesn't mean you have to buy everything. So if you find yourself doing that, unsubscribe. Number 4, wait a day before buying. If you're shopping online, leave those items in your cart and check back the next day and see if you still want it. I do that all the time. Sometimes the companies don't like that, but it could save you money. Number 3, turn off one-click ordering. It's that simple. These are the 5 ways now to keep spending in check over the holidays. All right? Number 2, think about purchases in terms of work hours. That costs $50. How long would it take you at work to earn $50? That'll help, believe it or not. And finally, number 1, make a list. Check it twice. Find out who's naughty or nice. That list will help you stick to the list. There's Tom's top list.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The makers of Miller Lite recently began offering drinkable Christmas ornaments. Oh, they're drinkable? What's inside them? Heineken?
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Taking a break with BJ's. This hustle and bustle is great, but you need a break. How about it?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We have another winner.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Who's this?
Janice.
Janice, where are you calling from?
All right, now I'm at work in Lewisburg.
Oh, well, thank you for listening to Morgan in the Morning at Work. We love that. Where are you from?
Middleburg.
All right. You got yourself 2, count them, 2 BJ's gift certificates. You can give them both away. You can keep them both. Or maybe keep one and give one to your favorite foodie. What do you think?
Sounds wonderful.
All right. Well, thanks for listening in the morning. And you're our latest Take a Break with BJ's winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my dear. We love doing this stuff for the holidays.
WQKX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Our parting shot comes from Sex in the City's premiere last night. It's kind of a Flashback Friday parting shot as Mr. Big revealed his favorite song.
Todd Rundgren.
Oh, that's my favorite album. This guy and this song.
it, love it.
I thought about you for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. There's something here doesn't last that long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine.
Oh, I'm yours.
WQKS
Morgan in the Morning.